Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm going to start with Justin Bieber. Justin had a weekend. Justin is, I just would, if I could, some unsolicited advice, Justin, you need to move away from LA. I really feel like it's not doing you any good to live there. Like someplace quiet. Someplace in Wyoming, maybe. Maybe next door to Kanye or something. Doesn't Kanye have a big spread in Wyoming?
That seems a little dramatic, and he should be nowhere near like, honestly, are you nuts?
I was kidding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oof. I'm just trying to think of a state where he can get a little bit of breathing room. I mean, he really is a little bitch. He got into it with the paparazzi in Malibu on, this was, I guess, Thursday night. Like, the guy's just there, you know? He didn't really do anything except be there. And then Justin, of course, doesn't want to be bothered and just stands there giving the guy what he wants. Like, for minutes on end. I think it was on Twitter, right?
Yeah, I pulled it from Twitter.
Do you have some of it?
I have all of it.
Okay, it's a lot of swearing, so, you know, it's bleeped. But he's angry at this guy, but he's just like, I don't know. I just feel like saying, dude, just get in your car and drive away. Just what are you doing? Why are you engaging? You're giving this dude exactly what he wants. Go ahead and roll it.
You're not getting it. It's not clocking to you. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. You're not getting it. It's not clocking to you. It's not clocking to you that I'm standing on business, is it?
You're on the sidewalk,
Joe. I don't give a f*** you're on the sidewalk. I'm a human being. You're standing around my car. At the beach. You know what I'm saying? You don't think I'm a real guy, do you? You're going to take this video out of context. You're going to say I'm mad. I don't know who's paying you to provoke me, but I'm not the one. Okay?
Nobody's paying me.
Stop provoking. I'm a real dad.
Nobody's
real
paying me yet.
A real man.
All right.
So this shit, okay?
All right, cool.
I'm not the with. I don't know who's paying you to me or provoke me, but I'm not the one.
He's not the one.
I don't care that you're on the sidewalk. I don't care what kind of dirty work, what kind of nasty you're getting paid in the background to provoke me, bro, but I'm not one. I'm really not the one. I don't care that you're on the sidewalk, bro.
You are the one, though.
Clearly, you're here for an alternate agenda. Why would you want to be here to provoke me like this? This isn't love.
You're not provoking, Jeff.
This isn't love, bro. This is weird, bro. Y'all are on.
It's like it's his first day with this or something.
Yeah.
You know? Just get in your car.
Okay, then go. Then have a good night somewhere else, man. For real.
Because
I'm not going to stand around here and let this happen. No. No way. No how. This is the beach.
You guys have
to be at the beach. They do.
All right. I mean, we get the idea. So that's up there, and he's just, like, I really feel like if you can't leave your house and not be bothered by the people that, like, I'm sorry, but you are a superstar. If you don't want that, you need to find something else.
Well, I agree 10,000%, but I also think that he's not the first celebrity to get frustrated when someone's following him. And I do understand the following thing. Like, you can start to catch someone over your shoulder and be like, oh, not a minute. Yeah. I can't get a freaking minute.
It's kind of too bad that his army of bodyguards can't just, like, shove people to the side. Like, you know, people are looking for him to do this and yell at them in the camera and for his bodyguard to hurt them. People want that because then he owes them millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, Justin, I think that we all know that this guy struggles. So I don't know. Take a vacation. I mean, I guess Iceland was good, right? Maybe he was left alone in Iceland.
It does, you know, I don't know if it's just him being such a kook and that's just what people are capturing, or if there's some like sort of negative energy about him these days and they just want to push all the dumb, because for a while there it was all dumb crap about him.
Yep.
Fighting neighbors, doing vandalism, and we were like
peeing in mop buckets.
Yeah. We were just like, okay, this kid.
A kid.
But then he seemed to sort of get it together, God, find a new person. They're married now. They've got a kid, but he seems to be unraveling and they really are catching it all.
Yeah. I don't know if it was like a Father's Day thing, but he did put up a bunch of pictures of himself with the kid. No face in any of the pictures.
With the kid?
Yeah. So, and the kid's a baby.
Kids all look the same when they're babies anyway. Yeah. You should have just let it roll.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Later, yes.
Yes. But he put up a slideshow of pics where he's holding his son Jack and he captioned it, "A bay bay," with a middle finger emoji for some reason. And then yesterday, this was kind of weird. He posted screenshots of a text conversation where he ends a friendship with someone who can't handle his anger. Let me see if I can find these things for you. He's basically saying, "My anger is a response to the pain I've been through. Asking a traumatized person not to be traumatized is simply mean." The person says, "I'm not used to someone lashing out at me. It's not that I don't see and feel your anger." And then Justin says, "Ouch, this friendship is officially over. I will never accept a man calling my anger lashing out. I enjoyed our short-lived relationship. I wasn't kidding when I told you I didn't need you as a friend. I have good friends who will respect those boundaries. I thought you were a wussy, which is why I always kept my distance, but I was willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. This confirms you were the wussy I always thought you were." Middle finger emoji. "Please leave me alone now. I'm a wussy. Blocking you now."
Where was this?
On his Instagram. It's like, okay, thanks for posting your breakup with your friend.
And do we know who the guy is?
We do not.
Oh.
No. So, my feeling is this guy's probably just calling him on his... and Justin didn't like that. He's breaking up with him. So he had a nice weekend.
Ay-yi-yi.
Yeah. That's what Justin's up to.
Well, it does feel slightly, and we talked about it once before, that it slightly kind of goes with this whole the Diddy trial.
Yeah.
So if it's brought up, whatever he was party to.
Right.
I've said this before, and I had never involved, orgies. I was not lucky enough to be around people like that.
Lucky enough, yeah. Right.
But at the skate park, there were things I would try to do to impress the older people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the guy with the mohawk, I want him to see me get air. And yeah. I want him to go, "Way to go, kid."
So if you're at Camp Diddy and all the big kids are doing this one thing, and you're like, "I'm going to try and do that too."
I think my point is you do try to impress people that you look up to.
I can handle it.
You have sort of a hero thing going, and you want them to see you do cool things, and you want to hear them think you're cool.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.